I know, it's football at 10 o'clock. So we have small but mighty force here this morning. So good morning to each of you this wonderful October morning. As I was coming up my driveway, deer started cross. No, I won't go in front of her. And then I slowed down, and the one that started across was over here just looking at me, and there was another one looking at me, and another one looking at me. I just wanted to sit there and look at them. What a cool morning. In the last year, we had rain 27 days during October, and I think we'll have sunshine 27 days, perhaps. It's just wonderful. So I'll begin with, get that for myself, reading from the Daily Word about prosperity. I am grateful for the many ways prosperity expresses in my life. My prospering thoughts find expression in my life in many ways. I enjoy an abundance of love, peace, health, and happiness, and I pause regularly each day to appreciate my many blessings. The same blessings express whenever I focus my creative thinking on my finances. No matter what my ego mind may insist, I know that I have nothing to fear. I am one with divine mind, and fear has no place in my consciousness. I am guided quickly and easily to choices that will lead to financial prosperity in my life. In quiet moments of meditation throughout the day, I appreciate the ways in which my life is prospered now, and I call upon my gratitude to gently dissolve any sense of lack I may perceive. From 2 Corinthians 9:6, the point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Please remain seated while we're led in surely the presence. Together, which you'll find in your program. There is only one
presence.
Excuse me? Oh, okay. I'm not quite here. We'll start again. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the Good. This time we can stand for our welcoming song, which you'll find on page 190, Wonderful Words of Life.
Between the time the touchdown was scored and the time that the offense gets the ball after the kickoff, there's 7 minutes worth of commercials.
No.
Well, there you go.
John, before you sit down, you had an announcement that you would like to make?
Well, we are going to be leaving Tuesday on our 5 month, snowbird thing. Anyway, we're going to be singing one of our songs of my newest album, Child of Innocence. If anybody wants any CDs or anything before I leave, I'm leaving some with Johnny back there in case that we're gone and they need somebody to fill in with them. But if anybody else wants them, I have them here. I told the church that everything that I sell here is like $15 for the book and the CD, or the CD alone is like $3 for the book with the words, so you can follow along and sing along. But anybody, I will have them here in my briefcase. We're going to be downstairs briefly, but I've got to meet my son in Olympia by 1 o'clock, so I'll be there for a few minutes.
So how many CDs do you have? How many different ones?
I have three. I have Living in the Light. That was my first one. I began that in 92 when I first started writing, when I was taking care of my folks, and I finally wasn't working every day, and I had been laid up for a while even. And taking care of my folks gave me the opportunity and the income to start writing. Something I guess that was in me as a kid. Tears of Life got in there. But anyway, there's that one, Living in the Light, then Remember Me album. I look at the first one as kind of a path that I have followed from transitioning a little bit from what you would call conservative to more liberal to what I am today. It's all true. But knowing that Christ lives in here, we don't have to wait for Jesus to come. I mean, he's right here inside of us. We're all representatives. We're all part of that sonship. And that's one thing that I feel very strongly, that if we can get that, I mean, there's nothing that we are unlimited beings. And Jesus tried to give us that. He tried to teach us that. And sometimes it takes a long time to get rid of some of the old programs.
And then you had a prayer request also?
I have a prayer request also for my stepson. It was Joy, if you remember my ex-wife. Joy, Eddie, the first time we painted the church, he was the one we painted. He's in Lakewood, St. Clair Hospital. They say terminal cancer. I went up and visited him yesterday. He was sitting up in a chair at the foot of his bed. And I said, you don't look like you're ready to check out to me. And I really encouraged him not to take everything that the doctor said. And the prayer request, of course, is for the day too. Then the Living in the Light, Child of Innocence. That's something we need to understand. That spirit of truth that lives in us makes us that. That's who we truly are. And that is accepting Christ. Some of the different theologies that we have been taught are all valid things, but we still can have a deeper understanding of how we relate to the universe, how we relate to God. We don't have to put any theology or dogma connected to it. It's who we are to begin with. That's my story.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. Are there other announcements? Yes, Sil.
I would like it if anybody wants to, they could keep my husband in their thoughts. He had a bad accident on Monday. He really only got whiplash, but he said it hurts from his head to his toe, and he was in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and now he's in Leadville, but he wants to come home to heal up. So he was not in, it isn't life-threatening, but he is hurting, so.
And the name again is?
Layton,
okay. And our Tuesday book study, which is quite fascinating, Anything else? Tuesday book study is at 10 in the morning here.
And what is the book you are currently?
The Fourth Turning. And it's so fascinating. We're not moving along very fast, so you're welcome to join in at any time. Our unity statement comes next. You'll find that in your program. Let's say that together, please. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Please stand again for our song of joy, which you'll find on page 203. What a fellowship.
Teachings of this church and our oneness with all life, and how our thoughts and our actions affect the world around us and the things that we see and what we get. And I just opened up to a couple of little things here. It's not going to take only a minute or two here to read it. So anyway, I'm going to share that with you. Thank you. This comes from Lesson 198. It says, only my condemnation injures me. Injury is impossible, and yet illusions make illusions. If you can condemn, you can be injured, for you have believed that you can injure, and right you have established for yourself can be now used against you, till you lay it down as valueless, unwanted, and unreal. Then those illusions cease to have effects, and those it seemed to have will be undone. Then are you free, for freedom is your gift, and you can now receive the gift you gave. Condemn, and you are made prisoner. Forgive, and you are free. Such is the law that rules perception. It is not the law that acknowledges or understands, or it is not the law that knowledge understands, for freedom is a part of knowledge. To condemn is thus impossible in truth. What seems to be its influence and its effects have not occurred at all. We must deal with them a while, as they had illusions made illusions, except one. Forgiveness is an illusion, the only one that is answer to the rest. Forgiveness sweeps all other dreams away, and though it is itself a dream, it breeds no others. All illusions save this one must multiply a thousandfold. But this is where illusions end, for forgiveness is the end of dreams, because it is a dream of waking. It is not itself the truth, yet does it point to where the truth must be, and gives direction with the certainty of God Himself. It is a dream in which the Son of God awakens to His Self and His Father, knowing they are one. And that has been so precious to me in this church. Every Sunday we proclaim our oneness with all life and the power of love. And I got one more little paragraph and a half here. It says, my Father gives all power to me. The Son of God is limitless. There are no limits on His strength, His peace, His joy, nor any attribute that His Father gave in His creation. What He wills with His Creator and Redeemer must be done. This holy will can never be denied, because His Father shines upon His mind and lays before it all the strength and all the love in earth and heaven. I am He to whom all this is given. I am He in whom the power of my Father's will abides. Your will can do all things in me and then extend to all the world as itself through me. There is no limit on your will, and so all power has been given to your Son. My mind and God's mind, we can see as one. Our will and God's will. Sometimes we think that we know a better way and we try different paths, but the only path is to follow that inner guidance. It's in all of us. We're born with it. And I give thanks for that this morning. Thank you.
The reading is followed now by our meditation song, for which you may be seated. Page 77, Take Time to Be Holy.
Be on you.
If you will please join me in the affirmations, which you will also find in your program. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. This is the Sunday for our Progressive Lord's Prayer, which you'll find on a half sheet of paper inside your songbook. If you would return that to that spot after we say it, that would be great. Here we go. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Each Sunday to have a different speaker. And remember, John, you're going to pull down this screen for me because I'm a little on the short side. And I have to press this red button and things are supposed to work. I don't see a red light on the
It's
thing.
Okay.
Oh, is it on?
You just have to wait, yeah.
Oh, you have to wait. Well, I don't wait very well. So the light is now green. Is that good?
Sure, that sounds good.
Is that good?
That's it.
Yeah. We had a plan, Joanne.
It's
okay.
I don't know if this is not to get it easier.
As our speaker this morning, we were talking about her presentation today and has something to do with purpose. And I was thinking about 40 years ago or so, what is my purpose? And it came to be that my purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics achieve sobriety. And is living without purpose, is that really living? I don't know. I think De'Erica will reveal a lot more this morning about purpose. So please welcome De'Erica.
Thank you, and thank you all for what you contributed to the service this morning. I really appreciate what you said, John, about Christ inside of us. That's wonderful. I have a little bit of a song in my heart, just a little excerpt, and then we will enjoy the word that the Spirit has given me. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory we won. I could go on and on and on about your works, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord, flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart is gratefulness. Okay, so I can't see the screen. Is the PowerPoint up? Oh, wonderful. Okay, so this morning our topic is the manifestation of purpose. I drafted an introduction that I'm going to read before we go into the presentation. We are not born into the world knowing the details of our purpose. We do so much learning and development before we even establish a strong sense of self, let alone purpose. We are designed with unique features, abilities, functions, and characteristics that create insight of purpose. This can allow us to manifest purpose. So let me, I want to look at just the definition of manifest. So that it's clear what I'm saying about manifesting purpose. This is the definition for the word manifest, and it means made clear or obvious to the eye or the mind. Notice there's a bit of diversity in that, because it doesn't, you don't necessarily have to do one thing to make something visible. We all are different types of people and learners. So for one person, manifesting could be gardening. For the other, it could be sports. For another, it could be tending to family or caregiving. So notice that there's diversity there, element of diversity there. But as long as something is made clear or obvious to the eye or the mind, manifestation has taken place. Let's look at purpose. So that we can be clear, we're talking about manifesting purpose. What is purpose? Okay, the reason, the objective, the intention of a creation. Think about that. Okay, and spiritually speaking, God, Yahuwah, Jehovah, his heart, his thoughts, and his will for creation. Very controversial, because there are some evolutionist people who do not believe that we have a purpose. They believe that we come from nothing and then we're just perpetuating. but spiritually speaking, we are a church based on spiritual values and teachings of spiritual people. And so God's heart and his thoughts and his will can represent purpose and do represent purpose. I want to take you through three aspects of the human life that I'm going to use to demonstrate to you and to teach a little bit about manifesting purpose. Three areas, and the first one is self. Happens to be a very sacred part of humanity, self. The reflection of one's existence through thoughts, relationship, and conception. The compartment of the human being that acts as a revolving door, perpetuating the knowledge of one's existence, creating self-image. This is how we get self-image, one's sense of identity. So that's what I'll do. Okay. So why is self a constituent of purpose, and what does it manifest? Self, remember that reflection of one's own thoughts, that knowledge that perpetuates to give one understanding and reality of their existence, establishes an awareness of value, okay? Seeing the different, all the different social behavior and people and interaction that compass our life, seeing that and seeing the care and the energy that's invested into that can create a sense and establish for a human being an awareness of value. You guys with me? Also gives the experience of relationship, creates opportunity for pleasure. For example, money, makeup, jewelry, perfumes. Communicates knowledge to human beings. For example, psychology comes from self, the study of self, the psyche. Can invoke spiritual awareness. Who am I? So this element of self helps us to, it's one, it's like a seed that we have. We don't have all the information, but we do have seeds that the divine gives us. And one of them is self, and it can cause us to begin to discover and manifest and understand, gain insight on purpose. Very beautiful. So here are some things just to create a visual of what I was saying about self. Some things that come from understanding and noticing self. Dreams, okay? Building character. I don't want to be this type of self. I want to be that type of self. This woman, she's just a representation of being, of creating things. Thinking. Up at the top, the two, there's an apple and an orange, making choices. Okay? Those things can help us manifest purpose. Everybody still good?
Still good.
Awesome. Soul. Okay, I did self, I'm gonna do soul, and I'm gonna do people. Three areas of the human life that help us to manifest purpose. And remember, manifest means to make obvious or make the mind see. So self, soul. The life of the mind, the thoughts, the seat of emotion, one's own unique combustion of energy, identity characteristics, DNA, personality, and spirit that is immortal and independent of the bodily functions. Soul. We all have one. Let's look at this. And I want you to try to make some connections to this. We have, what type of community are you attracted to? Do you find yourself being in a pattern type of way? What parts of nature? See the flowers down there? What parts of nature are you attracted to and are you involved with that speak to you? What about what family you were born in? That's a student that I used to work with, but friends. What type of friends do you surround yourself with? And if you think about friends now and in your past, what type of friends do you tend to, and people do you tend to interact with more? Bonds, those two hands over there. Soul bonds, what type of bonds do you tend to create? What type of animals, what type of foods? What type of change do you often consider to make, as far as in situations or with policies or school or life in general? What are you opted to feel like you're supposed to make a difference about? Think about that. There's a group of employees up there, all different types of careers represented. What type of careers are you attracted to? And then there's the movie sign symbol up there. What type of TV shows, what type of movies are you attracted to? This can tell you about your soul energy, and that can help you recognize how you can manifest purpose and can help you recognize what's inside of you so that you can manifest purpose. And do really try to see yourself and make connections and recognize patterns. Why is soul a constituent of purpose, and what does it help manifest? Soul creates some inclination or question of eternity in human beings, gives expression of your being, supplies meaningful force and energy to become inspired or even guided by, ignites the human reality, creates bonds of connection, expands thinking, and the last one, really important, teaches or raises awareness to universal laws and spiritual principles that govern life on earth. Soul can help us manifest, remember, make visible or obvious to our eye, our mind, what it is we are created to do, what is our purpose. People, this one was so fascinating, guys. It was so fascinating to me when God gave it to me. Okay, I was just like, wow, because people are so interesting, aren't they? People. Okay, this is funny. I want us to do an exercise, okay? So let's try an exercise to synthesize our learning, okay? Look at the brain, it's growing there. Okay. See if you can't find a little elbow partner, just generate some ideas for yourself. But I want you to ask yourself this question, okay? Or if you're with an elbow partner, because that's fun, right? Socializing. Ask yourself the question, what do you think about? And this, I know it sounds a little weird, but I really want you to ask the question to yourself, okay? Or to your elbow partner and collaborate ideas. What do you think about when someone says the word people? And I'm going to give you a little guideline, okay? These are some, I generated these ideas. This is from me. Ideas, solutions, inventions, service. But I want us to take about 45 seconds or so, talk to an elbow partner or talk to your lovely self, and see what idea, what comes to your mind when someone says the word people. I'll come back. All right, chatterboxes. Did anyone hear or say anything interesting?
No.
I'm curious.
No, it's boring.
Anything someone wants to share? A word or thought, John? Okay, that's funny. Okay, and remember, you know, these are just simple things, but God used.
One more. My partner and I came up with necessary.
Oh, can you elaborate?
We don't think we could get along without people, other people.
Oh, okay. Well, get along in life or get along with each other?
With life. I mean, we need people. It's a necessity to have people in our lives.
That's a good word. I like it. Okay, necessity. Anybody else?
Learn to share, learn to go half and half, and don't worry about belief, because we all know where we're going and who God is, and everything is all right. Do not hate, but only love and respect one for one another as who they are.
So you said a lot there. So I hear like a little bit of collaborating, supporting, yeah, even learning, because you said respecting, and yeah, you have to learn how to respect.
Right.
That's wonderful, guys. Lots of good ideas, good thoughts. Okay. This is funny. Again, when I enjoyed writing this when it got to people. This is the Latin origin word, persona. It means character in a play for people. I know, anybody know any characters?
Well, that's what we're in.
A play, right?
That's what
life isn't it is. Funny?
It isn't a dress rehearsal either.
This was, oh my goodness. So yes, that's so interesting, okay? So keep that in mind. We're still talking about manifesting purpose. We talked about self that can give us indicator of purpose. We talked about soul in our expression, our energy, right? Our personality, our identity, and now people can help for us to manifest purpose. And like you said, and you said, and you said, we learn from people, we need people, okay? So that's wonderful, and realize that when you, hopefully this gives you a positive perspective about people when you leave here, but just realize that they are there with I'm only touching the surface, but so many features and characteristics of people, their ideology, philosophy, I mean, you can just go on and on, but they shine different lights and give different ideas and inspirations that can help us manifest our purpose. Look at this. I have a couple memes, okay? Don't judge me. I have a couple memes because I just wanted to go further into the idea of people. Who does stuff like this? People. They find the time to sit there and think, oh, what kind of object will represent my thought? And then how can I make it funny? And all this kind of stuff. And so they put time into this and money into this even. And they make memes. Who does this? People. That was funny. Okay, who does this? Guys, I mean, who finds the time? You know what I mean?
I love it.
People. You gotta love people, okay? Like, who said humor? John, were you the one who said humor? Humor. People. I'm not done yet with the people thing, okay? I'm not done yet. I'm going somewhere. This is a hot dog. Everybody confirm that this is a hot dog? Okay. Why is the hot dog up there? Why is the hot dog up there, Dee? Because I just want to go a little bit more into how there's so much diversity in people. There's some people who say, I want my hot dog plain, right? Okay, there's some people who say, only condiments on my hot dog, nothing else. What about these type of people?
Yeah.
Load it. I want my hot dog loaded, okay? I'm not done.
You're gonna have one of those nasty things.
What about this type of person? There are those people, especially young people. I just wanted a creative hot dog, okay? People, I mean, start enjoying it. People are fascinating. People are fascinating, and they help us manifest our purpose. How could this creative hot dog help someone manifest their purpose? Dead serious. Okay, I don't know about the hangout part. No, just kidding. but yes, John, and I'm sure there's other ideas out there. L- let's just say, you know, I'm having a bad month, okay? And I finally drag myself out of bed and make it to a social gathering. And someone next to me is doing this to their hot dog. What happens? I get a little bit of inspiration, right? I mean, the Spirit of God could use that and say, you know what, Jerica, if you would just dig up out of yourself something and just be happy, you know? Different type of people with their ideas and their expressions help us to manifest that we can connect with that in our own self and help manifest our purpose. This is funny, but it's true, guys. What about that person who wants the burnt hot dog? Oh, I like it crispy. Right? There's some people who like their bacon and their hot dogs burnt. I don't know why. There we go. Okay, this is a visual, but also to keep in your memory, okay, there's that loaded hot dog person, there's the I just want the bread person, there's the I just want the weenie person. I mean, so much, guys. I'm serious. Okay, so why are people a constituent of purpose, and how do they help manifest purpose? Perspectives. I could just get stuck on this one and talk all day, but I know you guys want to go. Perspectives. And I put next to that the potter's wheel. You know, you've heard people say, you know, I'm on the potter's wheel. What really happens on the potter's wheel? Well, God, Yahuwah, the one God's presence, Jehovah, however you refer to God, he shapes the perspective, the thinking on that potter's wheel. He shapes it through different circumstances, different people, different problems and situations, trials. He shapes, and the potter is recognized and respected as someone who knows what he's doing, right? He knows what he's doing. He knows how much to put on. He knows when to stop. He knows. He's perfecting. So the potter, symbolizing the creator, he shapes us. And sometimes people, when you're around different people and you see are exposed to different ways of thinking and acting, that can help add to your perspective, which is very important. Very important to keep a rich, broad, growing perspective. Okay, people, support. I thank God for the people who have poured support in my life. Some in this church right now. I mean, because I'm just like inspired and gung-ho and want to run after my dreams. And there, I've been denied things and people for all kinds of reasons. My color, the color of my skin, and guess what? I don't care. I'm gonna keep going. And there have been people, some rude, oh, you know, we can't help you. But there have been some people that God has said, we want to help you. And that feels amazing. There's some people, some supporters. And it's just because they are the right person, the right people, right? That hot dog person that doesn't really care what color my skin is. He's like, dude, have some of my hot dog. You know? Beautiful. People can help confirm what your gifts are. They can spark creativity. They can be sources, either for resources or just for information. They can model self and soul, which is huge, because like you said, John, that encourages me or the person viewing that, hey, I can be myself. Hey, I can, it's okay for me to have a thought or an emotion or idea. That's okay, I'm a person. And so that other person that I see who's expressing themselves and doing all this stuff, writing books or whatever, that encourages me and says, hey, you have some potential too, and you should dig into that. Nature and nurture. From people.
We all need that.
We all need support. And there are some people, not everybody, but there are some people who are willing to support you, thank God. Love and connection, also huge. Why? One of the scriptures say that God is love. How important is it for us to see and experience love? Well, people help to carry that out, which can help us to connect to our purpose and manifest it.
Amen.
I'm almost done, guys. Actually, I think I am done. But I just have these three scriptures, okay? that I would like us to read out loud together. They connect with purpose, and they are the closing to my message. Ready? Okay, I can't really see that well from there. Okay, ready? The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. Purpose. Let's go to the next passage there. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Purpose. Last one, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And doing that will definitely, that last one, connect you to manifesting purpose. Okay, guys, let's go into meditation. As we get grounded in the body and become one with our breath, we are living purpose. As our affirmation, one of our affirmations say that we are the love of God in expression. We carry so much power and potential. There are things that are in our life, experiences that we've had, interests that we have as people that are there to connect us to manifest our purpose. Let's take a couple deep breaths. Ready? Manifest your purpose. Again. One more breath. Divine be with you.
Also with you.
Probably heard me anyway. We don't have to rehearse to be ourselves. It is time for our offering. There will be two containers coming around. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say that together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. The morning offering.
I'm going to take advantage of this time to sing two songs. That sermon inspired something from one of the songs from the Child Ministries. It's called Let's Live in Harmony. We're going to sing that one, and we're also going to sing the one that we had planned for this time. We're getting out of town Tuesday, so if there's any repercussions, we'll be gone. Something that Terry said in the sermon brought this to my mind, this song, and it's so true. It's all Let's Live in Harmony.
Amen. fulfill our destiny through love and gratitude. Let go of attitude. Let's build each other up. Help all to fill her cup. Just love for who we are. Bringing peace both near and far. This is the pinnacle of all that's critical. To know that we are one. And our life has just begun. Let's live in harmony, fulfill our destiny, through love and gratitude. Let go of attitude, let's build each other up, help all to fill their cup. Just love for who we are, bringing peace both near and far. This is the pinnacle of all that's critical, to know that we are one, and our life has just begun. Our heaven on earth has just begun.
They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Our healing prayer, if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your heart.
Through the hurricane that was right on top of his property.
All those that are hurting,
sometimes we shudder a little bit, you know, we need to, it's so true, if we can continue to see that all things do work together for good somehow, we don't understand if it does happen. As long as we can keep our attitudes and our hope and our love alive, it will come for us.
And people are always helping each other throughout the world, for sure. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. The prayer of protection, let's say that together. You'll find it on the back of your program or up on the wall. Let's begin. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Before we sing our peace song, I'd like to thank everyone for their contribution, all of you for coming, and John, Sherry, and Dixie for the music, John for reading, and of course for our speaker, DeErica. Let's circle up for our peace song.
And join us downstairs for goodies.
And downstairs for goodies, of course.
We have an oval today.
We have an oval.
Yeah.
All right.
We got much alpha. Yeah, but she's not. Oh, what's going on?
I'm